is a download from the BBC. Hi there, I'm Hayley from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Wednesday the 13th of July. Coming up, millions more have been left in desperate need because of drought. The original football rules go up for auction. And Europe's biggest ever lottery winner. But first, last week 10 million people in East Africa were in need of urgent help because of the drought there. Since then, the figure has gone up by another 2 million. At the same time, tens of thousands of people are still arriving in refugee camps in Kenya and Ethiopia. These people need food and shelter. David Orr is a spokesperson for the World Food Programme. They're in charge of getting food to those who need it. He says that even though they have enough to hand out at the moment, that could soon change if they don't receive more money soon.
Are food stocks for the Somali refugees coming into Dadaab are good until October or thereabouts, but we do have a significant funding shortfall for that operation, about $24 million at the moment.
Moving on to a quick sports update now, and it looks like Carlos Tevez isn't going anywhere just yet. Manchester City have just turned down a bid from the Brazilian side Corinthians to buy him for £35 million. Maybe not that surprising, seeing as they spent £50 million on the Argentinian player. I'm staying with footy for a second. This week we'll see the original rules for the game go up for auction. The booklet was published in 1895, but the game has changed a little since then. To start with, matches lasted 2 hours. Teams were 20 a side, and players wore coloured hats instead of strips. Plus, there was no offside rule. Richard Timms is chairman of Sheffield FC, the world's oldest football club. They own the rules, so what are some of the other differences?
In the very early stages of that rule book, you are allowed to actually catch the ball, but not run with it. So that went astray, actually, a little bit later on as well.
Well, they reckon the rules could reach as much as $1 million when they go up for auction later this week. We'll keep you updated. Now, if you're squeamish, you might want to cover your ears for this next story. Scientists have found that snails are able to survive intact after being eaten by birds. Researchers in Japan found that 15% of the snails eaten survived digestion and were found alive in a bird's droppings. Nice! And finally, a mystery ticket holder has won an estimated $250 million in the Euro Millions lottery, the largest prize ever won in Europe. And for today's question, we want to know what you would do if you won the lottery. You can email us your answers at cbbcnewsround@bbc.co.uk and we'll try and read as many out as we can. Yesterday, we asked you how many countries Argentina shares a border with, and the answer is 5. Uruguay, Paraguay, Brazil, Bolivia and Chile. OK, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.